Also at AgQuip, former Australian cricketer Brad Hogg works with Grain Producers Australia to spread the word around looking after your mental health. He's been busy travelling to field days around Australia, and his latest stop was AgQuip to talk about the importance of taking a break. And he sat down with Lara Webster to explore that message just a little bit more.
Oh, look, taking a break, it's, you know, we get caught up in things, and I think, you know, whatever you're doing in life, it doesn't matter whether you're on the farm playing cricket or you're running the local shop, or even if you're working on the local councils, you do need to take a little bit of break away from what you're actually doing and refresh. And when you're taking a break, you know, there's an extended break where you might have a week where you can take the family away to the beach or something completely different from your surroundings that you're in now. Or it could just be an hour just getting off the tractor during seeding and just catching up with a quick mate and just having a chat about news that you've heard on the grapevine. Yeah, it would be great to do it over the phone, but you know, over the fortnight while you're through that busy period, if you can get off the tractor and go and meet people physically, just for that hour, it makes a huge difference because, you know, as humans, we're meant to be part of a tribe and we're meant to socialise. I think that's a big issue, yeah.
Yeah, well, that idea of even just a change in scenery, getting away from what you've been looking at for the last 2 weeks,
yeah.
What kind of difference does that make, do you think?
Well, for me, it makes a huge difference. You know, you can be so busy, so entrenched in your issues at work, where all of a sudden you can't find the answers. And I think, you know, the harder you work, when I say the harder the work, the more you're trying to get the result, the harder it becomes. But if you take a break, go and do something different, then all of a sudden, while you're doing something different, your subconscious mind in the background is still working on that particular thing, but you're not thinking about it in the front mind.
Reset.
Yeah, reset. So while you're doing something else, your mind's still thinking about it, but then you sort of come back, and as you're walking back to restart that project, the answers might come. So I guess, you know, if I'm doing an interview or something that's a topic that I'm not used to, where I've done a bit of research before I get on the interview, I'll go and do a couple of Sudoku puzzles to take my mind completely off it. Yeah, but you've got to work out what makes you tick too.
Yeah, find your thing.
Yeah.
How do you find farmers are primarily who you're speaking to at these farmers' days? You've been in the big green shed here talking to local farmers. How do they respond to that message? Because I guess when you're working on a farm, it's different to maybe, you know, a different business, you know, where you own a shop.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's hard to walk away, especially when I suppose we have things like labour shortages and, you know, there's so many stresses. How do they respond when you say, you know?
Well, it's not telling them to change their practices. It's not telling them what to do.
Yeah.
All the message is really, you know, you're sitting there, you've got to a Friday night, and you've got off the track, going home, and you said, oh, I was going to catch up with such and such in town, and then I can't be bothered, so I ring up and cancel that. It's making sure that when you've got that small opportunity to catch up when things are getting tough, that you do it. Because the longer you dwell in a negative, or the tougher it gets, the deeper you fall into. Whereas if you have that little bit of a break, you have a bit of a conversation and you talk about football, whatever, with your mate, and you talk a little bit about what's happening on your farm, that's helping you get the answers as well. But it's taking your mind off things as well, which is helping you find the answers down the track as well, in a sense.
I mean, travelling around Australia and speaking to farmers in different areas facing different challenges, how open have they been with you, even just coming up for a yarn?
Oh, look, there's been a lot of openness.
Yeah.
I think some people just also walk away and go, right, yeah, I could implement some of that into my own practices. But I think hearing some of the stories, we've had a bit of success on site, where we've helped a couple of people.
That's former cricketer and mental health advocate Brad Hogg speaking there to Lara Webster. And if you or someone you know needs help, you can always call Lifeline on 13 11 14.